Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalind. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to see the process of filing for unemployment if I'm on medical leave due to I've been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer.
Okay, you're wanting to know, can you file for unemployment?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm unable to work, but I'm applying for short-term disability with my employer as well. Would I have to wait till that short-term disability run out before I apply for unemployment, or can I apply now?
You can apply for unemployment, and when you know do your, it's gonna ask, are you gonna receive any kind of medical pay or sick pay, and have you applied for any pensions or anything like that? So it'll ask all those questions, but you definitely can apply.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
Thank you. You're
welcome. Is that something that you wanted to do now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and may I have your social?
It's 418-23-4971.
Okay, and I hope everything works out for you, okay, with your medical situation going on.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your date of birth?
04-27-86.
Okay, your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
Okay. All right. All right, Ms. Johnson. Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the highest grade level you've completed in school?
High school, 12th grade.
Okay. And verify your driver's license number for me.
My driving license number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's check. It's 753-8605.
Okay. And you said 753-3605?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the AllAdvantage prepaid card. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And your checking and routing?
Okay, just a second.
Your routing first, and then your account number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Your routing number is 062-00-0080.
Okay. And your account number?
It's 236. 534-0427.
Okay. All right, verify your mailing address.
It's 1132 3rd Street, Birmingham, Alabama, 35214.
Okay. All right, is your residence and mailing address different?
No, ma'am, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Verify your telephone number for me.
205-563-0075.
Okay. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Okay.
Okay.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Bronxville, Muscle Shoals, Saratoga Springs, Wadley, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, Mobile, Vestavia, Ensley, or none of the above?
Ensley.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 116 Oakland Drive, 1335 Freeze Mountain Drive, 5176 Camp Road, Winnetoska Road, 926 Charles Circle, or I've never been associated.
926 Charles Circle.
Okay. All right, did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work for another state other than Alabama, okay, which is not military or federal government?
No.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so it is asking the question, you know, basically wanting us to put, if no, select the closest reason. So I did put physical illness, and it has a box for me to, you know, kind of like put the physical illness. Are you okay with me putting down that you have breast cancer?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Do you work for yourself, own a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or a training program?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
No, ma'am. Okay. I'm due to my chemotherapy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Okay, are you available for I know this is gonna be a no, but I have to ask it. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, have you applied for a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, if you were able to work, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I'd say about 10 to 15 miles.
Okay. And what is the lowest pay you would have accepted?
The lowest I would have accepted is $15 an hour.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
I go back next year on the 27th. January 27th, 2023.
Okay. Okay. And what's your job description? What do you do?
Patient access.
Patient access.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's the last, what's your company's name? Conifer Revenue or something like that?
Yes, ma'am. Conifer Healthcare.
Okay. 1 second, okay. And what's the phone number to your employer?
205-877-2148.
Okay. And what was your employment start date?
I started there June 2019.
Okay. What was your last day at work?
January the 24th of this year.
Okay. And what city and state is it?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Okay, are you have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following after your last day at work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Vacation pay.
Okay. And the total hours?
73 hours.
Okay. And the dollar amount per hour?
$17.30.
Okay.
My last one.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're on basically medical leave, right? Leave of absence?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and the name and title of the person that granted your leave of absence.
Her first name is J-E-R-A-I-S-Y. Last name Q-U.
Mm-hmm.
Q-U-I-A-M-B-A-O.
Okay. And you requested this leave of absence, basically.
Yes,
so you got for your medical treatment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it started on the 24th, right? On January?
Yes, ma'am. Exercised on January 27th. That's the first day of chemo.
Okay. And it ends on January
27th,
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
My man.
Okay. And since the very last time you actually filed unemployment, do you remember your PIN or no?
I think I do. It should be 4971.
4971. Okay.
Yes.
If you're all right, if that's something you're for sure about, we won't reset it. But
I'm not for sure. You can reset it.
Okay. Okay. All right, so it's gonna be 7186, okay.
7186, okay.
Uh-huh. All right. And that's for when you get ready to do your online claims and benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effectively this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim a week of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than Friday, 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week, okay? An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. if you do not have, if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or questions about the information, please call us at 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding this situation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision is made. Okay, Ms. Johnson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, then thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Take care.